I stepped forward, shoving Lupin aside when he tried to block my path. The boggart leapt at me, its black legs turning blue and melding into robes, white fangs lengthened into a beard, and the creature's two remaining eyes twinkled.
"Dumbledore," I hissed, raising my wand.
He chuckled a sickening sound. "Dear boy, did you really think I wouldn't notice?" I froze. "What? You're just the same as the Dark Lord was at your age." I shrank away, insisting, "No, you're wrong."
"Ridiculous,"
Lupin said when he noticed my panic. A dozen tiny bows appeared in Dumbledore's beard. A few of my more simple-minded classmates started giggling, but I wasn't so naive. He had worn his beard in a similar manner during my first raid of Diagon Alley. "I would have to be a fool not to see it," Dumbledore said, "and I think we both know I'm not the fool I seem to be."
"Ridiculous!"
I cried. His robes turned to a pink dress, the frilly hem resting above his wrinkled, hairy knees. But no, that's exactly the sort of thing he would wear, hoping to catch his enemies off guard. He smiled with false benevolence.
"Don't we,
Tom?" "Ridiculous!" The boggart fell, eyes dull and maggots crawling from his beard. I laughed hysterically.
"He's dead!"
I gasped.
"Oh, thank Merlin, he's finally dead!"
The boggart darted over to Hermione next, turning to a skeletal house elf wearing nothing but a pair of poorly knitted mittens. I sat in front of Dumbledore's desk, eyeing the various knick-knacks surrounding me and wondering how many were secretly weapons. Though the headmaster seemed as serene as ever, I'm fairly certain his phoenix was glaring at me. "Lemon drop, Harry?" Dumbledore asked.
"No, thank you, sir,"
I said, unwilling to consume its still unknown poison. "Do you know why you're here?" My hand twitched towards my wand as I stifled the urge to flee.
"No, I have no idea."
"Ah." His eyes began twinkling menacingly. "I was just speaking with Professor Lupin."
"I have an idea now,"
I blurted out. He had finally put the pieces together. I rambled on. "It's the boggart, isn't it? Well, let me tell you, I am not afraid of you. That would be incredibly ridiculous, since you are so obviously a kind, completely genuine protector of the light. Practically a grandfather to me."
"Really?
I had no idea you thought so well of me," Dumbledore asked, leaning forward. I nodded and tried to look very 13, possibly younger.
"Oh, yes, I'm thinking that my greatest fear is really of terrifyingly powerful wizards who know where I sleep. You're more a metaphor for that."
"I would think Voldemort would be a more fitting example," Dumbledore said.
"Yes, well, I don't know what he looks like," I said. "Also, I'm pretty sure he's dead."
"I only wish I were so certain," he sighed.
"What do you mean, sir?"
I squeaked. I was doomed. On the night Voldemort was vanquished, I'm afraid he didn't die. In fact, I believe he came to Hogwarts 2 years ago. 5 steps to the door. Dumbledore was old, and his reflexes weren't the best. I could probably make it, so long as the phoenix didn't go after me. If I ducked around a corner long enough to put on the invisibility cloak, I would probably be all right, he said. "You seem nervous, Harry."
I don't like being called into a teacher's office,"
I said. If I started running now, I could probably catch him by surprise, unless that was what he expected me to do, curse him and his elaborate traps. "I think I understand what your greatest fear is," he said gravely. "You believe that you're like Voldemort, don't you?" I wasn't sure what facial expression would be appropriate for the occasion, but I was fairly certain that the terror currently overwhelming my features was not a good choice. The old wizard chuckled. "Allow me to set your mind at ease. You are nothing like Lord Voldemort." I gaped.
"Eh?"
"He was a cold, cruel child with no friends." In my defense, I was very devoted to my studies, and Dumbledore was exaggerating. Lots of people liked me, except for him. Dumbledore continued, "He would never have gone to protect the stone, or set off into the Forbidden Forest to save his classmates from Slytherin's monster." Admittedly, I didn't do either of those things, but I certainly wasn't going to tell him that. "Also," his twinkle intensified, "I have it on good authority that he hated Quidditch." I forced a smile.
"Wow, we really are nothing alike. I love Quidditch. If only I wasn't bollocks on a broom, I'd have joined the team by now."
"I'm sure you would have," he chuckled. Are you certain you don't want a lemon drop?
Very. I, should probably be getting back to my friends now. Goodbye, Headmaster.
I left as quickly as I could without making it obvious that I was fleeing. Either I had miraculously escaped Dumbledore's suspicion, for now, or he was just toying with me, hinting that he would leave me alone so long as I remained an amiable, Quidditch-obsessed Gryffindor. I wondered if suffering under whatever dark magic Dumbledore possessed would be less painful.